Black Forest gummy bears are good, real good. That's because they're made with real fruit juice. Each bear is perfectly soft and fruity, with colors and flavors from real sources. So every bite is mouth-wateringly delicious and an irresistible treat you can feel real good about eating. Black Forest. Real juicy, real good. Visit blackforestusa.com to try now.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Pure Leaf is crafted in a variety of flavors that'll make you say, ah. Enjoy juicy peach, zesty lemon, or ripe raspberry without any artificial flavors. Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Real variety, real brewed. Visit pureleaf.com/buy now.
Today's episode of Meet My Friends of Friends is brought to you by Dawn Strong. That's D-A-W-N Strong. Having trouble falling asleep? Pop 3 Dawn Strongs and sleep again, friend. Dawn Strong. Sure, it's just like melatonin. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, where every episode of the show, we recap an episode of Friends. My name's Tom Sharpling, I'm the host.
And I'm Ansel Christopherson.
Thanks for... Hey, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm here in the studio with my guest, Ansel Christopherson,
who's
an actor who appeared on Friends, and he's going to tell us about what it's like to be on Friends, and we'll talk to him in a minute. But today's episode we're going to recap is Season 4, Episode 9, the one where they're going to party. And this one was written by, I don't have that information. So this is just going great.
The plot of,
I'm just trying to do the show. Phoebe and Monica buy a van with a sexy mural on the side of it for their catering business. Monica fills in for a food critic in a small local at a small local newspaper. And after she gives a restaurant a scathing review, they offer her the job as the new as their new head chef. She has to choose between it and the catering business she started with Phoebe. Ross and Chandler make plans to party with their friend Gandalf, the party wizard, as they call him. But then Gandalf cancels, and Ross and Chandler are left bored until Joey convinces them they can party themselves. Rachel tries out for a new position at work, but her boss doesn't quite cooperate.
My favorite line in this episode is And Courtney Cox is like, how do you want me to cut these? And she's like, do you want me to do them, Julianne? And then the guy goes, oh. And then she's like, I'm out of here.
I don't know if I remember that.
Might be a different episode.
Okay. I know it was, actually, because I watched this one today to get ready for
this. Get ready for that episode that's coming down the pike.
Okay, I'll be ready for it, Ansel. So speaking of,
mind if I smoke in here?
I do. Here's the mid-roll for this. Not even supposed to say that.
You're doing fine.
I know I'm doing fine. It's not the issue of whether I'm doing fine or not. I'm just having a hard time because this information and the equipment is spotty now, and I came to Los Angeles to do the show in a certain, what is that, a breathing exercise or something?
I lit a cig.
Oh, you did?
You are smoke? Smoking. Because this will, I don't. This will relax you.
So that's just not a cigarette. Mm. So you're, it's fine. Look, if you want to smoke pot, I don't care.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dawn Strong. Again, that's D-A-W-N Strong, the latest creation from Strong Pharmaceuticals. Other sleeping pills leave you groggy and numb to the world. Dawn Strong allows you to wake up confident, relaxed, and ready to once again change the podcasting game. And then it says, talent, please read this next part fast.
Is that me?
No. Talent, please read this next part fast. Dawn Strong may or certainly will cause cramping, swelling, drainage, leakage, bird sweats, hot spells, cold smells, and never-before-documented forms of cholera. Okay. For 5 free bottles of Dawn Strong, use promo code DawnStrongFriendsPod. Once again, that's DawnStrongFriendsPod. So this is associated with Dawn Strong, this podcast producer, so I guess this is a business thing he has. So I guess he's advertising on the show now. Sleep Again, Friend, with Dawn Strong. Great.
Nailed it. Great job.
Thank you, Ansel. I appreciate it. So when you worked on Friends, tell me what character did you play?
So I was at the Perk. Uh-huh. And, you know, I'd like to think me and the lovely lady that I was sitting across from, we were going through a thing, sort of a fight, a big blow up, but, you know, smoldering intensity, you know, like mm-hmm. there's a lot that we are bringing to the surface, but we're trying not to make a big deal of it because there's a big group of people. Obviously, the titular friends are sitting on the big yellow couch. This takes me back to being on Unhappily Ever After when
can we not do that? And can you just tell me you were arguing?
So I'm arguing with my girlfriend, and we are trying to make a civil break, but the intensity is so much that yeah.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
That's now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Brought to you by Starfield. Embark on an epic journey through the stars and Bethesda Game Studios' first new universe in over 25 years. In this next-generation role-playing game, you decide who you are and what you will become. The most important story is the one that you tell. Captain your own ship as you venture through the settled systems, exploring over 1,000 planets while unraveling humanity's greatest mystery. For all, into the Starfield. Visit www.starfieldgame.com to learn more and pre-order. Rated M for mature.
Mm-hmm. So, but you were what, in the background?
Yeah.
So you're both drinking coffee in the background.
So they're having a normal chat. I don't know about resumes or something, whatever it was, and me and this girl we're having this breakup because, you know, this cafe, you know, it's not just about what the friends are doing. It's about everyone else in the cafe. It's really a show about the cafe. Perk.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you sat in the background on an episode.
I sat in the background of that episode, but I had a really nice conversation with Miss Cox.
Uh-huh.
You know, she was saying, I really like the choices you made.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few, well, it was 2 years later, I'm on the set of Nikki, and Nikki Cox comes up to me and sees it. Do I know you from somewhere? Mm-hmm. And I say, guess. And she's like, you were on season 2 of Unhappily Ever After. And I said, you're right. And she actually remembered the conversation we had.
But that's not Friends.
Well, yeah. But this I mean, I had a bigger role on Nikki that season.
That's fine. I'm glad you had a bigger role on
and
Nikki.
And she even season. Said, you know what, director?
This is a... Go ahead.
There were some lines that were being added, and she said, oh, why not give an Ansel a line? And that, you know, as you know, I'm sure you've done central casting yourself, when you get a line, pay goes way up. And that actually got my SAG card.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the stories about Unhappily Ever After and Malcolm and Eddie. And
I got to work with Toby Huss. Very funny guy.
Did you work with him on Friends?
I worked with him on Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is not a Nikki podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friends podcast, and I'm trying to stick to keeping it about Friends, and I've asked you about that, and I think we got everything we can from you.
Well, you keep talking about this, like, Dawn Strong guy.
Well, I'm reading an ad.
Okay, well, that's not about Friends, so...
Well,
maybe let me just paint a picture of what it's
Friends
like to be working
first.
An actor in Hollywood.
What's okay. That now?
No, you cut me off with the phony guy. Like I said, I could hook you up with my boy at Westwood One,
uh-huh.
Johnny Money.
Yeah.
He does these things professionally. Okay. He cranks out 20, 30 of these a day.
Sure.
Because, you know, these are airing on mm-hmm. all sorts of different networks.
Okay. Well, Yeah, I think I'm okay without Johnny Money being a part of this show.
All right, your funeral.
Yeah, I guess it is then. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I welcome it at this point. I welcome my funeral.
Don't say that. That's not funny.
Friends?
That's not funny. Feel better about yourself. Put your hands up. Scream. Scream to the world.
Friends first. Fun thing on this one, this is the final time Monica is unemployed in the entire series. These are the last appearances of both Joanna and Sophie, because Joanna, Rachel's boss, dies. And this is the last time Rachel's assistant. I mean, I didn't say it was funny. It's a plot on the sitcom.
It was fun facts. That's not fun. That's sad. Because that's an actor that's not going to get future roles. I mean, maybe there's a dream sequence or something. Maybe she's got a twin. But likely, she's not going to get that call again.
Yeah.
So that, you know.
Well, this is also the last. These are friends' lasts, in a way. This is the last time Rachel's assistant buyer office at Bloomingdale's is seen. And then a fun friend.
So that's a whole family that's losing their job.
Yeah. Well, I guess they also were a family that got a job, too.
Yeah.
Better than nothing.
You know, that I'm sure they were using the same extras for those scenes. And, you know, just for consistency, it's like, oh, I haven't seen that guy before.
All right. Stop.
An eagle-eyed viewer is going to notice that, oh, yeah, it's the same crew that's at Bloomingdale's every time. And maybe if they are really eagle-eyed, they're going to see that they actually might have some side stories themselves. Just in
another, you know, fun
subtle
Friends
winks at the camera or, you know, because that would be my thing. You know, I would do a little wink at the camera, see if it made the cut.
Another fun
Friends
fact. It
actually did make the cut of an episode of Malcolm in the Middle. Which is crazy because it's a
single
camera show.
You
okay? You're getting real quiet, buddy. Let me give you a massage. Up. No, don't touch me. Up.
Don't. No. No, don't touch me.
There we go. There we go. You need to loosen up. Let me take you out. Let me take you to the Viper Room.
Get off. I'm not going to the Viper Room.